It's Jamrock Summer, 90 Days, 90 Ways. On today's arts page, we tell you how this initiative is being supported. Also, we share a little on the Rastafari exhibition at the National Gallery West. Stay with us. Chairman of the Entertainment Advisory Board in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, Kingsley Cooper, says event organizers and promoters have been responding favorably to the Jamrock Summer 90 Days, 90 Ways initiative by including their activities on the entertainment calendar. Jamrock Summer 90 Days, 90 Ways is a series of island-wide events that begin in May of each year and end in August, and present Jamaica as a cohesive tourism and entertainment destination. The initiative presents in creative and dynamic ways the essence of Jamaica in terms of its culture, music, cuisine, sporting prowess, film, and other entertainment offerings.
We're seeing a very, very good response to the initiative. It has enhanced the market response to established events, and we're going to see some new events as well that could only have benefited and could only have become successful by virtue of an initiative such as this.
The aim is to use our existing entertainment product as a catalyst and enticer for a wider group of visitors who want to enjoy Jamaican entertainment.
It need not just be a concert. It might be a food festival. It might be a film festival, it might be a fashion week, but the idea is that depending on what you like, you can come at a particular time in the summer. But the idea is to pack the summer with a range of activities, so that anytime you come, there are things happening across the length and breadth of Jamaica that you can enjoy.
The initiative will see a major push being made towards attracting more visitors to the island, as well as encouraging Jamaicans to support local entertainment activities across the country.
A lot of the things that exist now are part of it, and things that are not yet in existence will be added over time. The point is, you can always, during the summertime, come to Jamaica.
Some of the major events already included on the entertainment calendar are Caribbean Fashion Week, June 6 to 15 in Kingston, Kingston on the Edge Court, June 19 to 28, Jamaica Film Festival, July 7 to 11 in Kingston, Reggae Summer Fest, July 12 to 18 in Montego Bay, Black River Day, July 31, Montego Bay Jerk Festival, August 1, and Dream Weekend, August 5 to 9 in Negril. To view or add events to the calendar, visit the website jamrocksummer.com. And residents in Western Jamaica have been given the opportunity to better understand the history and nature of the Rastafari movement. This through a historical exhibition mounted at National Museum West, located in the Montego Bay Cultural Center. In keeping with its efforts to foster the development of various aspects of the country's tourism product, the Tourism Enhancement Fund played a vital role in enabling the Rastafari exhibition to be mounted. It will be displayed for a year. Through artifacts, images, videos, and text, the exhibition seeks to explore the history and nature of Rastafari, including the revelation of Rastafari, the philosophy and evolution of the Rastafari movement, the visit of Haile Selassie to Jamaica, and the impact of Rastafari on music. It also seeks to provide a historical review of the tribulations experienced by members, in particular the events surrounding Coral Gardens in April 1963. Following a year-long run in Montego Bay, it will be turned over to the Rastafari community for it to be housed as a permanent learning center to be established by the ethnic group.
More than 400 Jamaicans in the diaspora, including 100 investors, will converge on the Montego Bay Convention Center from June 13 to 18 for the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference, Jamaica and the Diaspora, linking for growth and prosperity.
And that's where we leave you today on the Arts Page. Join us again next week as we highlight another aspect of Jamaica's art and culture. I'm Casita Irving. Until then, have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.